Well, I'm talking to Douglas Black, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about our latest report, Scotland's Colleges, Current Finances, Future Challenges. Douglas, could you just tell us a bit about what the report's about?
Our report looks at the financial standing of Scotland's college sector, including the financial challenges which colleges face, like public sector funding reductions and other cost pressures. We focused on the colleges which are independent bodies. They have their own board of management that receive the bulk of their funding from the Scottish Government. Our report also looks at progress reforms being introduced by the Scottish Government.
Okay, and what have you found?
We looked at really two things, the state of colleges' finances and also the risks that they face going forward. So let me take the finances first of all. The financial element of our report is largely based on colleges' audited accounts for the year 2010-11, because that's the latest audited information available to us. By and large, the sector's overall financial standing is in pretty good shape. But not surprisingly, colleges are all different, so some are in a better financial position than others. Looking to the future now, colleges do face considerable challenges, not least because of the introduction of the Scottish Government's reforms. In addition, the Government plans to reduce its public sector funding for colleges by about a quarter over the next few years, and that's going to make an enormous difference. Colleges spend about 60% of their money on staff, so clearly if their income is going to reduce sharply, they want to need to pay particular attention to the number of staff that they employ. So we think the reforms being introduced by the Scottish Government have the potential to bring a more strategic and coordinated approach to the way that many colleges deliver against national priorities. But the Government needs to do more to identify the benefits it expects to achieve from these reforms, the costs of the reforms, and indeed how these costs are going to be funded.
You say there that overall the sector is in pretty good financial shape, but that varies between college and college. Could you give us a bit more detail about that? And in particular, are there colleges that are in trouble or colleges that are in good shape?
Colleges vary widely in size and character. We've got large colleges in urban areas, smaller colleges in rural areas, and they've all been pretty much doing their own thing for the past 20 years, so they do vary quite a bit. Let's take two examples. Aberdeen College in the northeast of Scotland benefits from a strong economy in that area, and its finances are in a strong position. On the other hand, we have other colleges like Reedkirk, which aren't as strong financially.
Could you just explain a bit more about how the structural reforms will work? And are we looking at quite a bit of disruption to education here?
There are perhaps three or four parts to that. The first part is that the government's made a policy decision to reorganise the way colleges work within 13 new geographical regions. Within each region, it's encouraging colleges to merge so they become bigger but more efficient. So the number of colleges is likely to be between one and about half a dozen, depending on which region one looks at. Each new region is going to be managed by a board of management. A new board of management will have oversight of all the provision in that area. And indeed, that board will be responsible for identifying priorities locally and matching provision against national priorities and giving good value for money in return for public funding.
Okay, and just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
Our report makes a number of recommendations to the Scottish Government, the Funding Council, existing colleges, and the boards of the new regions. Let's take two examples in particular. We would like the government to be much clearer about the benefits and costs it expects to achieve from its reforms and how the costs are going to be funded. Taking things to the local level, there is more for colleges in the new regions to do to identify how they are going to provide education locally and deliver value for money in return for public sector funding, so that local provision is coordinated to national priorities.
Douglas, thank you very much.